FM.
Indeed it is. Welcome to 123 with Mike. I love talking theatre. I went to the theatre last night, I went to the Queen's Theatre last night in Hornchurch to see the Cut to the Chase's latest productions just opened. Two and Two Make Six, one of the stars of the show, a lovely, lovely lady. I've met her on a couple of occasions. Claire Story is on the line. Good afternoon, Claire.
Hello.
I just let me start by saying I really enjoyed it because a little bit different for the Cut to the Chase group because we've had a lot of razzmatazz recently at the Havanas and all that, and we've gone back to a really good, fun bedroom farce. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yes. It's actually one bedroom and a living room.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
But yes, I suppose. We've still got a bit of razzmatazz, I think. But I think I know what you mean.
There's no trumpets involved.
Old-fashioned comedy.
Yeah, and that is an old-fashioned comedy. And written by two very experienced writers as well, Richard Harris and Leslie Darbin.
Yep.
It was when I was watching it last night, it reminded me of a play that I was in quite recently, How the Other Half Loves.
Yeah.
I know you're familiar with that play. Was there any ever talk of combining the two rooms on stage? So, because that's so difficult to do, isn't it?
Well, yeah, How the Other Half Loves is the one, the Eightbourne play.
That's right,
where
yes.
Where they've got two rooms, and I think there's a dining room scene.
Yes,
where
that's
the table,
right.
Oh, it's very, very complicated.
Yeah, it is very complicated.
We have a bed sit, which is inhabited by Jane and Nick, who are a young, sort of vaguely hippie-ish couple who are, this is set in 1973, so I guess everyone was vaguely hippie-ish then. They are in one half, and then on the other side of the stage, you've got the middle-aged posh couple, of which I am one. And my husband, George, yeah. We have a very, very posh house. I can't ever imagine living in a house like that. It's I suppose, in a way, it's that similar idea, sort of two houses and the things that go on in both.
And what that means is that you have really, really got to trust your fellow actors, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the one word that came to my mind when watching it last night was synchronicity.
Yeah.
Because just explain to the listening audience is that you've got conversations going on in different houses.
Yeah.
That tie in, don't they? Very
yeah.
cleverly.
Written. I mean, there's telephone calls from you know one. It's very strange. For example, Ellie Rose Boswell, who plays Jane, we don't actually speak to each other in this play.
No, you
at
don't.
All. we're on stage together a lot, but we never look at each other because we're in different houses. We speak on the telephone, but of course we don't look at each other then.
And this is an actress that you haven't worked with before at the
Queen's. No, because Ellie is brand new to...
Yeah, brand new, and she was very good. In fact, there wasn't a weakness. I thought the whole thing was so well done and timed. Let me start with the set, because I thought the set just was superb, beautifully made. It looked what it was supposed to look, the posh house and sort of the student-y bedroom.
Yeah.
Very, very well dressed. And everybody's character, you know, you were who you were supposed to be, and it was just brilliant. Right, let me take me through is there an audition process for Cut to the Chase, or were you asked to do that role?
Yes, there is an audition process, but... basically, they're very loyal company. Once you've worked for them once, they know your work. Obviously,
yeah.
That isn't actually the way it works with all directors. To be honest, mm-hmm. Sometimes they ask you to audition for every show that they do. But with Cut to the Chase, you tend to audition. And I think my audition with Cut to the Chase was probably about 10 to 12 years ago. To be honest. They have been very loyal to me and given me... I think this is my seventh show at Hornchurch. They tend to use the same people, come back from time to time, and they also mix it up with some brand new people, as is Ellie's first show, as I said. And she's staying on for the whole season because, as you know... they do plays in rep there.
Yeah.
And this is the spring season. This is the second show. You mentioned Our Man in Havana. This one, and then the next one is The Great Gatsby, which they've started rehearsing already.
Right.
I'm very lucky. Well, I say I'm very lucky. I'm not actually in it.
You're not in it.
I'm not in it. I'm not lucky for not being in it. I'd love to be in it, but I'm also very lucky to be able to enjoy the sunshine. So they're doing the double at the moment. We opened our press night for Two and Two Make Sex was on Monday.
Yeah.
those guys were all in on Tuesday for the read-through for The Great Gatsby.
Wow.
And are rehearsing as we speak while I'm in my running gear, just about to go for a run.
Okay.
And then they will be doing Godspell. So, yeah, Ellie is in it for the duration. So it's a bit of a baptism
tough,
of fire.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
For me, well, I don't know.
You're resting, darling. You're resting.
Well, yeah. you know what they say. Project's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Can't discuss it in public.
Stum. Okay. All right, tell me just for
no,
a time.
Nothing. To be honest, at the moment, nothing much going on. Auditions and bits and bobs and possibilities,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the rehearsal process then for this show, because Bill just talked about the synchronicity. Was it a particularly hard show to rehearse?
It was. It's very wordy, and I think it's safe to say that the kind of the rule with farce is you can't really paraphrase. It's about rhythms and, as you say, trusting the fellow actor, because a lot of it is one-liners which are either interrupted or cut off. You're either setting up a punchline for somebody else or you're completing a phrase, if you know what I mean. So you have to kind of rehearsal process. We were all in most of the time. It could be broken down into chunks because the scenes are reasonably short with maybe only two actors in each one. But we would rehearse sort of those separately, but then kind of fit them together, because even when something's not happening in the house next door, we're still sort of living around the house, if
exactly.
You know what I mean.
Exactly.
As you'd have seen, that the scenes sort of fade into each other, really. So yeah, I mean, you know, I have to say I love Matt Devitt very much.
Good.
And he's a wonderful director. I love working with him, and he always makes rehearsals lots of fun.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
That
is that if rehearsals aren't fun, there's not much point doing it. Just very quickly, just tell me the plot. Just very, very quickly give us a quick synopsis of what it's about. Why should people come and see this show?
Because it's very funny.
Of course
and
it
it's
is.
A little bit rude.
It's a bit rude. Yeah,
no. Only in a sort of 1970s saucy way, actually, really, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. Yes,
there's
yes.
There's no
nakedness, nearly, but not.
there's a little. None of us girls tend to wear very much, but
no.
You know, got to sell tickets, haven't we? Something for the dad. What is it? What happens? There is a young couple who have probably lost interest in each other a little bit, and the girl has decided to start an affair with an older married man. It's the 70s, so she has told her boyfriend. It's the time of sort of open relationships. And although he's terribly jealous, he's allowing her to do it. Now, George, the older man, is actually very, very awkward, uncomfortable about this affair, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be going to take place. And then there is George's wife, who is me. She's also called Claire, and she is suspicious of her husband because he's not been very good at covering up this affair. So she sort of she tries to do some detective work to find out what's going on, and then it all gets very complicated.
And it's very, very funny. I just absolutely loved it. I keep saying it. It runs from the 7th to the 29th of March. Good luck with your run. I hope you sell lots of tickets.
I think we will.
I think you will. If you're looking for another role, if they ever make a biopic of Felicity Kendall, I'm sure you've been told this, the role is yours.
Oh,
stop. Because you look like her and you sound like her.
I would love to do that.
See what I mean? Best bum of the year, she was voted as well.
Yes, it's a long time ago.
Okay. Claire, thank you very much for joining us today. And as I say, all the best. Break a leg for the rest of the run. And
thank you.
Hopefully you'll sell some tickets.
Yeah, great.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.